Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, it's harvest season for many farmers across the country, and we want to take a look at new technology using drones that could be a new frontier for farmers tracking the health of their crops. Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill recently trekked through orchards just south of Hartford to learn how the future of farming might be overhead.
There's a tractor idling. It's one of the most iconic farming inventions of the late 19th century. A tool invented shortly before Donald Prelye's grandfather came from Italy and started Belltown Hill Orchards. And now, more than 100 years later, Prelye says a new invention could revolutionize farming here: unmanned aerial vehicles, or drones.
We only can see as we're looking down a road. This is flying over top. It's going to see trouble areas a lot quicker than we will.
So while tractors spend their days mired in the earth, drones could spend their days up above, keeping an eye on crops, providing updates on plant health, and saving farmers time.
With the drone technology, we're hoping that they can fly pretty much the whole farm in a couple hours, report back on my cell phone. I'll look at it in the evening and make adjustments the following day.
A ping on a farmer's cell phone is the end goal, but drone technology isn't quite there yet. By a field of Honeycrisp apples, Nancy Marek, a PhD student at UConn, tinkers with a drone before getting it ready to launch.
Everything has to be green, now it's blah, 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 gives me a warning, and then we back up.
But it's not ready to go yet.
Oh, see, there's a mission error.
So what does that mean?
That's a good question. So this thing is it's finicky. So I'm just going to turn it off and turn it back on again.
That always solves it. With a reboot and some practice tweaks from Marek, the drone's ready to go.
Okay, it's uploading the mission. That's a good sign. And then there you go.
The drone shoots skyward, flying at about 160 feet. It's preloaded with a flight path by the UConn team. We look up as the drone passes above the apples and us, all the while snapping hundreds of pictures of the crops. But these aren't your typical photos. Chandiwathrana, an assistant professor in residence at UConn, says that today's drone is equipped with a special sensor, one that peers into parts of the spectrum our eyes can see and parts that it can't.
Including blue, green, red, near infrared, and other bands. So those channels tell us or probe into the biophysical characteristics of the crop, the vegetation.
But the trick is making sense of it.
Anyone can deploy a drone, acquire data. The real challenge is creating insights from the data.
To get those insights, researchers today are taking samples from the plants. As he walks down a row of grapes, Evan Lentz, a second-year master's student at UConn, picks up leaves and stuffs them into a baggie.
You want to take, roughly 100 leaves.
He'll send the leaves to a lab, which will look for nutrients like nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, to name just a few.
Basically, we're just getting this massive amount of data about what's going on in the plant, and then eventually, we try to tie that to the images from the drone.
And that's the big hurdle right now.
The drone's not really telling us anything other than it's this color or, I'm capturing this wavelength. And then it's up to me to kind of sort through the field data from the tissue sample results and look for a relationship.
Lent says there's still a lot he needs to learn about that relationship. But if the idea pays off and researchers develop a model to spot plant problems from the sky, he says it could reduce a lot of risk for farmers when it comes to
the cost of testing, crop loss, decreased yield, disease. So there's some pretty large possible impacts if we do get this up and running for farmers.
Back at the gate, Donald Prelye, who's letting UConn use his farm to test out the drones, says he's excited about what may be possible.
We'd love to own a drone that could do multiple tasks where we don't have to go out personally and do it. We can just send a drone, program it to do a certain row or a certain block, and when it comes back home, we know it's been done.
Because on a farm, Prelai says, it all comes down to humans and using their time most efficiently, possibly with the help of a drone. For Here and Now, I'm Patrick Scahill.